This week on Active Voice Radio, we're featuring separate segments with the Santa Fe mayoral candidates. Today we'll be speaking with Karen Walker about her candidacy here for Santa Fe's mayor. Karen, welcome here to Active Voice Radio today.
Thank you, Chris.
Now, why are you running for mayor? I'm asking all the candidates this. Santa Fe's mayor at Santa Fe makes national news out there. We have some of our residents who are codenamed Oprah. We have doggy seatbelt laws. But Santa Fe is much more than that. It's a very vibrant, important community to the entire region. What makes the position of mayor attractive to you?
I can offer a quality of a combination of experience that no one else can offer. And I'm trying to improve the conditions in this community. It's not that the office is so attractive. It's that it's the best place for me to be in order to assist Santa Fe. My combination of experience is 30 years of self-employment and business ownership. And the reason that's important is that if you're an owner of a business, as your wife knows, you have to meet a payroll. You've got to come out of pocket to pay a light bill. You make decisions based on whether they will work or not, not just that they're feel-good decisions. On the other side of the experience coin is 20 years assisting at the city on planning commission, the home rule, city charter commission, and currently on two other commissions, one having to do with long-range planning and one having to do with impact fees. So I have a number of years of experience. While on the planning commission, I drafted the escarpment ordinance, the ridgetop ordinance, which keeps our ridges free of construction and keeps our views open to the mountains. And I have 2 degrees in economics, a bachelor's and a master's, which shouldn't hurt in trying to figure out the city financial problems.
Now, why? What is it about 2006? No stranger to city government. Why this year? Why is it this year?
You mean why am I running this year?
Yeah.
Well, the last 3 administrations or so, I've said to myself, surely somebody of quality will step forward. Somebody with the right combination of experience will step forward. And it didn't happen, and it didn't happen, and it didn't happen. So finally I said, that's it. I'll make this offer to the community, and if they like it enough to vote for it, great. And that's why. I just ran out of patience.
So we're about 3 weeks away. What's the experience been like campaigning so far? Has it been positive for you? More or less work than you imagined?
I don't think I even imagined what was involved particularly. It's been fun. I've met a lot of people. I've had some new experiences. I enjoy public speaking, so that's no problem. I must say some of the forums have been a bit tedious. It depends on the format of the forums, but sometimes they, when they ask the same question of every candidate, you know, if there's 5 candidates, by the time you get to the W's, you're just, everyone's yawning, you know. But otherwise, it's been fun, but a lot of work.
Now, when you describe Santa Fe to people who've never been here, we're a tourism community in many ways, and we have many people visiting for many different reasons, the seat of state government. But when you talk to people who've never been here, what do you tell them about Santa Fe?
Well, I tell them that when I was debating after finishing my master's where to move with my 2 sons, 1 dog, and no money, I made a list of everything I would like to have in a community. And there was only 1 community in the entire country that had it. Consequently, we moved here. It was things like sunshine, 4 seasons. You could see 50 to 100 miles every day. Elevation, seat of government is very important to me. I've always taught government and I've been a student of government. The arts, the focus of the arts, even in 1970, the city was 50,000 and it had enough culture and art that would be comparable to a city of 1 million. There was no other place in the United States like that, and it's just improved ever since. We have more bookstores per capita than any place else. We have the greatest restaurants, but our natural beauty and our historic integrity are 2 of the things that are most distinct about this area. Our historic buildings, contrary to any other historic districts in the country, are built in what we call the vernacular style, meaning that a couple would build an adobe room. And then as a child came along or a relative came to visit them, they'd add another room and then another room. And it's an extraordinary style of building that you don't see anywhere else in the United States. It's worth a trip alone.
Now, here in Santa Fe, we are all somewhat Some people were dancing in the aisles. Some were shocked. In January, the median home price went up to $470,000 here in Santa Fe. No stranger to the real estate community here. In fact, author of the book, Buying Real Estate in Santa Fe.
Understanding
Real Estate in Santa Fe.
Because it's very different.
Well, how do we come to terms with affordable housing here in the community so that folks my age, 29 years old, married, one child, can actually get into the housing market and perhaps buy where we rent?
1 2.5-year-old daughter.
Mm.
Uh-huh. We have a new affordable housing program, and it needs some amendments, in my opinion, because it will create some affordable, and then there'll be a big gap from, let's say, 200,000 to 400,000 or 500,000 because of the economics of the bill, of the ordinance. But that can be modified, and I know how to do it. But before we talk about affordable housing or any other kind of development, because affordable housing is development,
mm-hmm.
we have to deal with our water, which has been ignored for too many years in the city.
So water is a huge issue, especially to homeowners. When you say what's the big issue on your mind as a property owner here in Santa Fe, water is the top of their list. And whether you're downtown in Santa Fe, whether you're north, sort of just outside in the county, or whether you're in Santa Fe County out towards El Dorado, water tops the list. How much is Santa Fe's city government going to come into play with these regional water issues in the future?
Well, let me back up. Water has been my focus for many, many years. Actually, even before I moved here in 1970, I was studying water at UCLA with a professor there who was an expert on the Colorado River Compact. How much Santa Fe will come into play regionally, I don't know. I do know that Santa Fe, and I would be responsible for the city primarily, not that we wouldn't work with regional issues or county issues, but my first responsibility is to the city, and the city must purchase more water rights. From a willing seller. I don't mean to go out and beat the bushes, but from a willing seller. Albuquerque's had an offer on the table for decades
mm-hmm.
to buy water rights when farmers retired and their children didn't want to farm. We need to make better use of our surface water rights. We've never applied to the state engineer for conjunctive use of our surface water rights. We need to amend our plumbing codes and our building codes. All very easy to do. All you have to do is look around and see what's worked elsewhere. The county put in a little over two years ago, a requirement for all commercial and most residential for rainwater catchment systems, cistern systems. Santa Fe hasn't done it. It's so logical. There's so many things that are logical that we can do to enhance our reliability of water system. Lubbock just spent $100 million to ensure water into the next century, and that is my goal.
We're speaking with Karen Walker. She's on the ballot to be Santa Fe's next mayor in the election on March 7th. Stay tuned right here to Active Voice Radio. Business development here in Santa Fe, sort of a town filled with entrepreneurs, is one of the most important issues. Now, how much can city government help out small businesses, or is it just sort of on their own volition to get going and be successful?
Well, the first thing that that city government can do is to applaud our small businesses. There's been an attitude in the city on the part of many in the governing body that business is somehow an evil group. And it's just the opposite. The city relies on gross receipts tax. Gross receipts tax is produced by businesses, whether they're goods or services. You pay, in this state, you pay gross receipts tax on them. And the city receives almost nothing from property tax. Chris, if you buy a home and you pay this tax and you say, why isn't the city using my money more cleverly, it's because only half of 1% of what you pay goes to the city.
Hmm.
The rest goes to the county and to schools. And so the city is completely reliant on gross receipts tax. Yet at the same time, there hasn't been a business-friendly climate. There hasn't been an encouragement of entrepreneurial behavior. And I would like to further see the city really encourage the schools to take a hard look at their curriculum, perhaps improve some of the basic skills for students. The Santa Fe Economic Development Incorporated does a wonderful job in nurturing local existing businesses. Rather than trying to attract new businesses, let's look at the businesses we have and help them to grow. And even in this year, as young as this year is, SFEDI has already added positions to a number good jobs to a number of local businesses. It's hard to attract out-of-state companies because of A, the cost of housing, and B, the low image of our education, which definitely needs to be improved.
How does living wage come into play with business development here in Santa Fe? There's many opinions on this. What's yours? I mean, do you think living wage helps or hinders business development?
It depends on the kind of business. The kinds of businesses typically that are being nurtured through this economic gardening of local businesses are typically already high-wage businesses. I would say the businesses that are hurt by a higher wage, obviously, are the entry-level businesses, hotels, restaurants, and so on.
Hmm.
But a lot of lodging places here have paid way above the $9.50 for years. So I think what's going to happen is we're going to see perhaps some upper levels of hotels being converted to condominiums to save on labor costs. I predicted that last March, and sure enough, one of the planned downtown hotels has switched from hotel rooms to condominiums.
Hmm.
But I don't think that will be, you know, a major effort citywide.
Now, because we feature marijuana policy this week on the program every week, we're asking all the candidates their stance on marijuana policy. There was a medical marijuana bill in front of the state legislature this year. Denver earlier this year passed a municipal marijuana decriminalization initiative. What's your stance on marijuana policy as far as municipal initiatives go?
I think absolutely marijuana should be allowed to be used to relieve pain. I can't believe we have such a hard time getting that through the legislature. I'm not sure that's a city issue particularly, but I'm personally very much in favor of using marijuana to alleviate pain.
And we talked about water. We talked about the image of the education and the high cost of some real estate and housing here. But what do you think, whoever's elected mayor, what do you think that the problems the next mayor will face, two of the biggest problems the next mayor will face, and how do you think you're going to deal with those?
Water and money.
Hmm.
But water's first. The next mayor must deal with putting this city on a safe footing for us and for our children in terms of water supply, reliable water supply. The second thing is they've got to improve the finances of the city. When I started in the Planning Commission, we had 12 long-range planners for our population, which isn't that different from what it is today, and that was the national average. Today we have 3 long-range planners. And that's true across the board at City Hall. All the departments are suffering because they're so shorthanded. And they're shorthanded because we don't have enough money, and we don't have enough money because we're not encouraging the development of business, which yields gross receipts tax.
Hmm. Karen Walker, candidate for Santa Fe's mayor in the March 7th election, thanks so much for joining us today here on Active Voice Radio.
Chris, it was a pleasure.